In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the kingdom of heaven is like a man. Not just any man, but a man who is a king. And this king has a son who's about to be married. The day has come, the feast is prepared, it's time to call those invited to share at the king's table and his feast. So the servants went out with a message of the king, "Come to the feast!" But those who heard it wouldn't come. That is to say, the kingdom of heaven is like a man, a king, whose royal son is getting married. And none of those invited are willing to come when they are called. But this is a royal wedding. And the feast is ready and it can't go uneaten. So the king sends out more servants and other servants saying that everything is ready. Come to the feast. But again, they just ignored it, going back to whatever meaningless task they were doing before the announcement came in their ears. And if that wasn't disrespectful enough, others mocked the servants, beat them, shamed them, even killed them. So, the kingdom of heaven is like a man, a king, whose royal son is getting married, who slaughtered the beast, prepared the feast, who invites and invites and invites, but is just ignored and shamed and rejected, as if he and his son and his feast were nothing more than a nuisance. Understandably, this makes the king angry. While he sent servants at first, harmless, really, nothing more than messengers, now he sends soldiers, armies, who destroy them and burn their cities. Oh, but that's not the end of it. He still has a feast that is prepared and ready. So after all of this, there is still a wedding to be had. Everything's still ready. You can't just let a meal go to waste. And our king won't have his son's wedding without others to share in it. So now, the kingdom of heaven is like a man, a king, whose royal son is getting married, who slaughtered the beast, prepared the feast, and wants nothing more than his house to be full of guests, eating and drinking until their hearts desire and it is content. So, he sends out more servants with the same message for the same feast. But now they have to go to the highways and to the byways. And they are to get whoever they can find, good or evil, and then bring them all into the feast. This makes the king happy. And as a proud father coming to see all those gathered at the wedding feast, he noticed that there is a man not wearing the wedding garment. That's strange, don't you think? What does that mean? First of all, remember who it is that's gathered in this feast. Anyone the servants could find. Rich, poor, kind, rude, evil, good. So it's not about these who are gathered having done enough, or being prepared enough, or being worthy of entering into this feast in and of themselves. No one was prepared for the king's invitation and announcement. No one did enough to deserve it. And no one is worthy of it in and of himself. In fact, everyone that was there precisely because those who were first invited weren't worthy. So, this wedding garment isn't something that they have put together or found, but it is something that has been given to them. In fact, it has been given to all the guests. To have the garment isn't even their doing at all. The king has graciously provided this gift to all those who came to the feast. For this man, then, not to have a garment is entirely his doing. This man rejects the gracious and precious gift of the king. He presumes a place at the king's table, at the king's royal wedding feast, on his own terms, thinking that he knows better and his way is better than the king's. And that doesn't go well for him. Not at all. So, the kingdom of heaven is like a man, a king, who puts on a fabulously rich feast for his son's royal wedding, who gives everything that is required for the feast, and who doesn't care what sort of person is gathered in and comes to the feast, as long as they come to his son's wedding banquet wearing the wedding garment that he graciously and freely gave them free of charge. Now, all of this is a parable, and a parable is a story that tells another story. It's a comparative illustration that Jesus uses to explain the kingdom of heaven and the reign of God both now and on into eternity. And the kingdom of heaven is such that there is a king whose son is getting married. That's God the Father and his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The bride is his holy church. But as you see in the parable, those invited weren't just guests. They were collectively to be the bride of Christ. Hence, they needed to wear their wedding garments. Those initially invited to be the bride of Christ rejected the invitation of the prophets. Those messengers sent by the Father to invite them to the feast. They grumbled against Moses. They hunted Elijah. Isaiah, it is told, was sawn in two. Jeremiah, cast into a pit and then stoned to death. Amos, beaten to death with a club by Amaziah's son. And the pinnacle of all the rejection would be seen at the cross of Jesus as they plot and mock and kill the Lord's Christ. To reject Jesus is to reject the kingdom of God. So, let this be a warning to you. Let Matthew 22, 1 through 14, serve as your wake-up call. Do not despise the king's preaching and his word. Do not think of or view God's word lightly or trivially. Do not say to yourself, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to go live at the lake for the weekend, the summer, or the season, and not go to church. Do not say to yourself, I'm going to get into my combine or tractor, harvest, cut silage, and not go to church. Do not think to yourself, I have a volleyball game, a football game, a basketball game, softball game, golf meet, track meet, cross-country meet, band or choir concert, speech competition, FBLA, FFA event this weekend, so I'm not going to go to church. Do not say to yourself, I am going to sleep in today and not go to church. Do not sit here in church, reading your bulletin, playing with your smartphone, quietly talking to each other, staring at children who are making cute noises or faces at you, and not pay attention to any of the readings, the hymns, the sermon, or even what you are saying in the liturgy. Do not despise the king's invitation, and do not reject his message. Rather, hear and delight in the gracious message and invitation of your king. The king He invites everyone and anyone to be joined to his son, Jesus. He sends out new messengers, apostles, evangelists, pastors, to preach to any who have ears to hear, to say to them, to say to you, come, come and hear God's great message of salvation for you in Jesus Christ. Come dwell in your King's presence, unworthy though you may be. Come, the feast is ready. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Whether you see yourself as good or evil, whether you are prepared or not, whatever your heritage, whatever your lineage, whatever your status and rank in society and culture, whether you are rich or poor, come to the marriage feast of the Lamb each and every Sunday and receive a foretaste of the feast to come. This great feast that will be unbridled in the day of Jesus' return in all his glory on the last day. Come, dear bride of Christ. Come, you the church. Come, dear people of thy God, and dwell in your King's presence. He is gracious and he is merciful to you. He forgives all your sins. He clothes your shame. He tramples down your enemies. He shatters the accusations of the devil. He tramples down death. He makes you royalty by wedding you to his son. And whatever is his is now yours. And as you come, do not be found without the king's wedding garment. Cast off the clothing of darkness with which you have adorned yourself. Enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, drunkenness, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, holding on to grudges, a refusal to forgive one another as our Lord Jesus has forgiven you. Do not say to yourself, I am a good person. I try hard. God's happy with me. He'll let me into heaven. Or, it doesn't matter if I continue to commit this sin or that one. God will forgive me anyway. So who really cares what I do in this life? For all of these, dear saints, are but filthy rags before your King. And they will all get you thrown out of the great wedding feast into the outer darkness and the torment of hell, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm does not cease eating you and the flame never dies. Dear saints of the living God, you are the baptized. You are his royal children. You are the bride of Christ. So come and be clothed with the King's wedding garments, the very garments of your life and salvation. Come and be continually clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sins. He is your bridegroom. He is your freedom. He is your salvation. He is your light. He is your length of days. He is your sacrifice. He is your forgiveness. He is your resurrection. He is your life. So come, enjoy the marriage feast in his kingdom, which has no end. Amen.